Incredible researcher Greg Stenstrom is coming up on the Deep State. This analysis is beyond critical. But since I mentioned it, here's a few clips of the Democrats and liberals running TV ads about coming to Europe to have sex with our children.
I'm at a loss for words. My words fail me to describe you. When you lie with your head on my heart, I feel so alive. You give me more life, more joy.
And me?
Who am I? We got together on the 12th and on the 13th, he gave this to me. I just thought it was sweet. Despite his flaws, his intention mattered most.
Her eyes especially. I love her blue eyes. That's what I love most about her. About her, I mean. You can really dive into them. You see so much. You can truly understand her through her eyes, that I can say.
I'll do anything to make you happy. I promise you. I promise you. That's why I sent my spirit to you. My writing may not convey my feelings clearly, but I'll show, not tell, how I feel.
I love you.
I'll be there in about 20 to 30 minutes, okay?
Okay, good.
See you then. At first, he was both a stranger and not at all. He wasn't unfamiliar, as that's how I met and fell for him. Or is it silly to say fell for him? I simply love him. There's nothing more to learn.
My girlfriend's name is Malvina. She's 6 years old. Very cool, and I love her.
Dia is from Aleppo, Syria, where she was born. We've been together for 17 months.
I fled from Syria to Germany. I came as a refugee.
These strong feelings for him are indescribable. Words fail to capture it, even in a dictionary. Our relationship has had and will have hurdles. For instance, he often steers me where I don't want to go. I can't wear short clothes, only long ones. Dresses must be knee length, nothing more. And not shorter.
I can't accept my wife looking like that.
Hello and welcome to Wales.
We understand being a refugee isn't easy. They go through so much.
Fleeing your country is difficult, but Wales wants to help you feel welcome.
The Welsh Refugee Council is here to help you. You can contact them here.
Wales is seen as a nation of sanctuary. We welcome anyone and everyone. We recognise your skills and talent.
The Welsh Refugee Council offers a lot of support, including
ESOL classes, which means English for speakers for other languages. It may be hard to learn our language, so we offer support. Employment. You may feel stressed about employment, but we can help. They help you to apply for bank accounts, child benefits.
Again, this is 12-year-olds advertising all the free stuff to the Muslims.
Education.
They're actually watching this. These get millions of views. You can't make this up.
It's extremely important to have healthcare.
Not only this, but Wales offers free education and healthcare.
There are many job opportunities here in Wales. IKEA works closely...
We also have a clip of a pickup artist training migrants how to pick up women. You know, we're out of time. Our guest is coming up. But Chase, every time you pop in my ear, just do it live on air. Okay? I want people to hear everything that's going on here. Total transparency. Because the crew doesn't tell me what to say, but they pop in with ideas. I want that added in post. With all the other videos I haven't time to get to. Because we're live right now. It's 104 Central, 27 seconds. We have this huge guest coming up. But I just add it all. Give it to Wilson. He's doing an incredible job. This will all be posted on X. It'll all be posted at Bandout Video. But they really don't want this to be seen. It will be seen. It will be seen, you dirty scum. You New World Order pedophiles. We're going to get your ass. I got my hands around your throat. You can feel it, can't you? I know you can. I'm going to get your ass.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, he comes highly recommended from great researchers in the Trump campaign. Greg Stenstrom is a decorated Navy veteran, researcher. I won't go over his whole bio, but he has done an amazing deep dive. I have hundreds of pages of research, and I had him coming on last week and only read like 100 pages. So I said, let's move into this week because I wanted to read it all. I did read it all yesterday, over 400 pages of it. He's done an excellent analysis because I've done my own research, so I know it's accurate. He's gone really, really deep on who is the deep state commanders. And Ivan Reichel's done a great job, Defense Intelligence Agency, lawyer, patriot, on the general group, you know, hundreds of them. But who are the generals? Who are the field marshals that obviously tried to kill Trump a month ago and are doing all of this? And so Greg's done a great job. Patriot.online, you can find him there. He is the co-author of a best-selling book, The Parallel Election, A Blueprint for Deception. He has co-defendants with President Trump in a landmark defamation lawsuit in Philadelphia. And it just goes on from there. We're talking about the council and who is running the government, assassination attempt on President Trump, removal of Biden, insulation of Harris, and the council on Trump, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, General Flynn, Christina Bobb, Joe Hoff, Steve Bannon, and ordinary citizens like Stenstrom. And so we're going to break it all down with him right now and try to give him the floor for the hour. And we'll tell you where you can go read the council, who is running the United States, Department of Justice. Here's the report for TV viewers. You should spend your time reading this. We'll tell you where to find it. But Greg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Good to be here. I've been looking forward to it. I've been a big fan for years, and it's a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, I knew your report was important, and people in the Trump campaign high level said, I should talk to you, and I'd seen some of your work before, but I'm going to try to just shut up and give you the floor. Let's begin as we zero in on not the entire deep state, because that can get dizzying, but on the key commanders here, kind of the deck of cards. Let's talk about who is in this coup against America.
Sure. Just to kind of preface and before we get into it, I've been involved since the 2020 election in a statutory role as an authorized representative and certified poll watcher. And over the past 4 years, I've been involved in a number of lawsuits, including the defamation suit where we're co-defendants with President Trump, which we won, by the way, using truth as a complete defense. And over that period of time, I've been working with a close group of friends, Colonel and Dr. Timothy Schindler, and I are close friends, and I want to make sure I properly credit a lot of this work to him.
And I should add your huge bio. You're a doctor as well. But yeah, so go ahead.
No, I'm not a doctor.
I just saw MD on here.
Bachelor's of Science. No, Bachelor's of Science, Maryland. You saw Annapolis, Maryland. So I'm a U.S. Naval Academy graduate, and
all right, well, you can highly recommend it. So let's plunge into it.
Let's get into it. So the premise of the article and the reason for the show today was the there's a control group within this country that was developed in 1978 in response to the Watergate scandal, for the people old enough to remember that, with Nixon and so forth. And there was the creation of a group called the Council. The Council is what they were originally created as. It's also known as the CIGI, C-I-G-I-E, but I'm going to refer to it for the Council to keep people on track. And what they've done is they initially formed for, I think, good, the Inspector General Corps, combined with the FBI and the Department of Justice. They were what's called a sui generis operation, a group of untouchables. Sui generis means unto themselves, so that they could investigate anyone, including the President of the United States, members of Congress, the Senate, global oligarchs, masters of business. So I think the group was originally formed, I'm going to say, whether it was good intentions or not, but they created a tremendous amount of power and put it in a small group of people's hands. And what's happened is that has been twisted over the last 50 years. And this group has become basically the people who run the United States of America. And, you know, to say them by name is the simplest thing, but the Council currently, the top level of the Council, is Inspector General Michael Horowitz, FBI Director Christopher Wray, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, the Director of Office of Professional Responsibility, Jeffrey Ragsdale, the Chief Public Integrity Sector, called the PIN, which is Corey Amundson, and Deputy U.S. Attorney Lisa Monaco, and First Principal Deputy Marshall Miller. That group is at the pinnacle, or the head of the Council. And they have the power to indict anyone they want, and they've done so. They indicted President Trump. They have the power to hold investigations or obstruct investigations. And that's where I originally touched on them in the group I'm working with, that includes Dr. Schindler. They originally contacted me. We were classmates as well. But the obstruction of the massive election fraud of 2020, the obstruction of investigations, is where I came into contact with them. There's multiple other people, whistleblowers in the federal government, that they've obstructed cases. And that's part of the article where we explain where that came from. But they basically weaponized government agencies by placing inspectors general in each of these government agencies, the CIA, NSA, pick an agency. They've got an inspector general in there. And that inspector general reports to Inspector General Horowitz. And that group is what really controls the United States. And some of the emeritus, it's an organization that's got an emeritus, but other former and still current members include U.S. Attorney General William Barr, Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen, Richard Donahue, former U.S. Attorney General, FBI Director Andrew McCabe, Robert Mueller, James Comey, Eric
Holder. So this is the top of the deep state.
This is the pinnacle. Jack Smith is included in that group, who's running the indictments against President Trump. And what we did in the article, and when we were putting the article together, we tried to make it as simple as possible and gave a litmus test and tests to say that no matter who you are in the government, no matter what level, whatever agency, including President Trump, everything boils down to the Council. And one of the things we gave was the assassination attempt of President Trump. So basically, who could have coordinated that? And who is now investigating that? So when you go up the pecking chain, you go to Secret Service, to the Department of Homeland Security, and then you end up with the Council, the FBI. And if you go back to the testimony, we had Cheadle, who was insolently refused to answer questions for the Congress. Then we had Christopher Wray, who insolently refused to answer questions of the Congress. And when you go up to one more level and you say, well, who would investigate him? Or who would investigate Cheadle, you come to the Council. You come to Inspector General Horowitz, and that's the pinnacle of the Council. So I'm going to give you a, you know, give you a second to you know, to ask any questions and send me
I've read your report and I've read your report and it's dead on, and you're highly recommended by the Trump campaign, and you're a great guy. So we just want you to go through this because we already basically know this, but you've drilled in and getting the you put the technicals together. So it's one thing to like know something and see it. It's another thing to put a report together that's so well documented, and they basically admit this now. Even the New York Times says, "Oh, the deep state's great. There is a deep state. Thank God for it." They kind of admit, because I pulled that article back up when I read the report a few days ago. I was like, "Oh wait, the New York Times kind of said this." So they admit, "Oh, thank God, there's a bureaucracy to stop Trump." And then you've got the real director of the Secret Service, now the director, the acting director, standing down, lying to Congress. I mean, it's all right there. And so they don't want to be revealed, though. So it's very important to spotlight these people. So please continue.
That's exactly the reason we you know, I authored the article and working with the people I'm working with. The reason we authored the article is, number one, to actually give people hope. What we don't want to do is we don't want people to feel they've worked very hard at making people feel like any efforts they make are futile. And that's not so. And one of the things they do is they hide their relatively very small numbers with diversions. So when people say the deep state, or they say the cabal, George Soros, aliens, Obama, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, you know, they're always pointing to different people.
But you're giving Trump a real blueprint of who to fire immediately. That's why they're scared.
Yes. This is the people that run the country, and they do so through multiple means.
But it's always historically the Praetorian Guard. It's always the guardians that turn bad. I mean, that's what this is.
That's a great term. In fact, Tim uses that. Colonel Schindler uses that all the time. Where this is the Praetorian Guard. And it's great that you popped that out, because it's exactly what they are. They're a Praetorian Guard that has turned against the public. And they do that through a political arm, an intelligence arm, an infiltration arm, a business arm, a propaganda arm, and an entertainment arm. These are people that are very well organized, and they've been working on a plan that was actually formulated over 100 years ago, but fully implemented 50 years ago. And they have been working on one thing, and that is the extraction of wealth from the United States. It really comes down to extraction of wealth. They look at us, and they look at you, Alex. They look at me. They look at everyone in this audience as livestock. They really do. They look at us as stewards of a farm with positive and negative values.
Yeah, it's all exactly. They don't see us as humans, as numbers. The good news is, when you elaborate, you're on target. You're totally right. We're the real Praetorian Guard. And we're the real Praetorian Guard, though. That's the difference now. They know that now.
Well, I think that's a great point. We are the, you know, when Ben Franklin handed us the, you know, when he spoke about handing us a republic, he said, it's up to you to keep it. So it requires our participation. And the point of the article was to expose this relatively small group of people so that to your point, Alex, the Praetorian Guard, the people would know who to fight. The first thing, the first rule of warfare, the first rule in any fight is you've got to know who the enemy is. You have to put a face to them. And what we've done with this article is put a face to them and explain how they work, what they do, and who has the power to stop it. The president of the United States has the power to stop this, in particular, President Trump.
And that's why they're so scared. That's why they're so scared.
Absolutely. They're scared to death of him because he does know, he does have a bead on who they are. They know he's got a bead on them. They've got him completely bracketed and surrounded. And they're, quite frankly, I think they're very, very concerned that once he gets in, if he gets in, that he will work to dismantle that organization.
And he pledged last night with Elon Musk to obliterate the deep state. So let's elaborate on that. Obviously, it was a deep state deal. They tried to kill him. They failed. How panicked are they right now that they failed to kill him?
I wouldn't say that they panic about anything. These are cool cucumbers. They've been able to step around landmines that have blown up on them. This is a cool group of people, and they wield a tremendous amount of power. They wield the power of the FBI. They wield the power of the CIA. They wield the power of Congress and the Senate, people who are beholden to them. They wield a tremendous amount of power. But with that comes a downside. In wielding that power over the last 50 years, they've made their own enemies. And both on the left and the right, up and down, they have made a tremendous amount of enemies in the control of the population. And what you're showing on the screen there right now is the political arm. A lot of people think, most people think that this group would report to the president. They think, well, Obama's in charge, or, you know, Pelosi.
When the bureaucrats wanted Biden gone, he was gone.
Correct. Well, the bottom line is the council wanted him gone. And what happens is the council does not work for the president. The presidents and the people that you're showing on the screen there work for them. And it's very timely, even though this article came out a few weeks ago, Jamie Raskin, who's listed on there and pictured there, who was the person who said the Congress will not allow President Trump to be seated.
He said, we'll have a civil war.
Mm-hmm. And look at there, that picture was posted. You know, this article has been out for weeks now. And just if you watch the news over the past few weeks and you see who's speaking, you know, Grassley, Raskin, the people in there.
No, I agree with your report. It's because just watching it, you've identified who the enemy officers are.
So what they do, and we've talked about, you know, the assassination attempt of President Trump, and I'm actually not a conspiracy theorist. But when, you know, I believe my eyes, you know, when I see something like that, and I saw that 20-year-old, I'm going to say that was somebody's son laying there in a pool of blood. And, you know, to characterize him as, you know, the shooter, the, you know, the deranged boy. You know, I looked at that picture and knowing what I know and looking at this, I said he didn't get through an outer ring of security that was managed by Governor Shapiro, who was up for the VP slot. He didn't get through that outer ring. He didn't escape the FBI and the Secret Service surveillance. He didn't escape all that, get up on a roof, on a ladder with an AR-15, 120 yards from the president without some help.
Total protection. And even Congress is now agreeing with that. This was so obviously he was being protected.
Well, and then the other thing I ask people to do all the time and the things that I write and the books that I and the articles I put together is people need to learn to trust their eyes and their ears and not let somebody chew their food for them and tell them how it tastes and not tell them what they're hearing and say, well, you're not seeing what you're seeing. People need to.
So we saw a total stand down. The Secret Service had lying about it caught red handed.
Right. So this is I felt bad. My heart went out to this poor boy's father as, you know, he was manipulated. I don't think he was there acting alone.
Oh, totally
and
set up.
Just from the audio. Well, when you listen to the audio, you know, anybody who's done any amount of, you know, firing rifles and so forth, there's distinct rifles. You know, that wasn't one boy firing. That was
no,
a gunfight.
No, you hear different clear reports.
Incoming rounds.
You hear different reports.
So no matter what your you know theory is, and Ray and Cheadle aren't forthcoming in terms of what happened, they've refused to tell the Congress what was happening, and they refused to report to the people via their representatives to Congress, and that shows their contempt. But to say that there wasn't a gunfight there was AR-15, you know, fire coming in, there was 30 caliber fire going out, there was 30 caliber fire coming in. And then they say, well, there was only one shooter, you know. Well, who were they shooting at? You have to scratch your head and just listen to your own ears and believe your own eyes. And this is part of exposing the council for who they are, because once people start listening and looking at the 2020 election and the upcoming election, they stole the 2020 election. You can see with your eyes. We have the evidence. It's a matter of judicial and public record.
No, it's all come out. Illegals voted, fake ballots. It's all come out.
Well, they use a variety of means, but what they have projected in going into the NEP subject is they may say, well, we're not in control, but who removed President Biden? Who removed him? Who did he report? He said, well, I'm turning our government over to my cabinet, or I'm turning it over to the bureaucracy. Well, who has the power to do that?
Stop there, because that's the next point. Why did Pelosi come out and say she didn't believe the letter? Why is she distancing herself? They're now admitting that it was a coup. What is the point of that?
Absolutely. The point is I think they're feeling bracketed. They're not just, they'll never be desperate. These are smart people that have been doing this for a long time, powerful people. But I would say that once they're exposed, what my hope is, this isn't Greg Stenstrom or any particular group against the world. By, you know, exposing them as enemies, the Congress can see them, the Senate can see them, the business people can see them, and all of the work.
No, exactly.
They
can't survive exposure, so they want to get ahead of it. Like, oh, I admitted that; it's no big deal.
Correct. So there was an attempted assassination on President Trump. They've removed President Biden. They projected Harris as the presumptive nominee. But what they've really communicated, and this is something I wanted to bring out on the show, that people have to be prepared for, is they have every intent of stealing the election again on November 5th. No matter what the results are, no matter how many people turn out, no matter what the evidence is, no matter what your eyes and ears, you know, tell you, they're going to come out and say, President Harris won the election. They're going to do that on November 5th.
I totally agree. So how do we counter that?
Well, the counter of that is, you know, we've developed a plan. And the plan is basically what they didn't have in 2020 is they didn't have an evidentiary base. You know, when people went to vote with their, you know, ballots, they were told that someone had already voted for them and then they couldn't vote, or they gave them a provisional ballot, most of which aren't even counted. What we got is a lot of noise, a lot of clamor, a lot of anger on TV of people saying they weren't allowed to vote. What they didn't have is they didn't provide evidence. So what we're doing is we're going through and we're comparing mail-in ballot applications to whether they're qualified electors. During election day, anyone who's denied their right to vote, you know, we don't want anybody getting into a fist fight in the polling stations. What we want them to do is say, okay, I'll follow the law. You're telling me I have to file a provisional ballot, but I'm also going to file a police report, called a HAVA report. And there's a process that they'll be able to follow. They'll present that evidence going up the chain. And so we're going to have a ton of evidence and be able to say, well, this county, in order for them to certify the vote by December 10th, then they have to be able to reconcile. They have to have adjudicated all police reports. They've got to have processed the provisional ballots. They must reconcile. If they don't do that, they can't certify the vote.
Stay there. We got to go to break, sir. Greg.
It's a good time to take a break. Thank you.
Stay there. We got to take it. It's a hard break with the satellites. But what, going to break here in 20 seconds, but the point that you're saying is so key. The larger issue is they only have so many dead people, so many people out of district. They tried to kill Trump because they believe they can't override it, which the obvious then answer is they're going to do it again. The plane almost crashed. You saw it come in with an engine out. Trump is the type that doesn't make a big deal about things. I'm saying they're going to hit the airplane. It's like, folks, this is so do or die. This is so dangerous. They're going to make another go at President Trump. Greg, stay there. We're going to come back and ask you about that and then get into the council and your big report. How people find that. Stay with us back in a few minutes. Infowars.com/show. Follow us on Real Alex Jones on X. We're reaching millions of new people a day thanks to you. So share the links, folks. This is an information war. Only you can win it. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact that we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, and it still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
Former naval officer, author, best-selling author, researcher Greg Stenstrom is our guest, patriot.online. Amazing report on the council, the leadership of the deep state. So get into all the points you want to make and more into the deep state, but and what they're going to do. But obviously they already tried to kill Trump once. They're going to try again. Let's just start there and continue on.
Well, looking at the, you know, to recap at the bottom of the hour is for people who are just joining, there's no deep state. There's no new world order, new society as far as the council is concerned. There's only them. There's only their order. Everybody reports to them, and they have control over everybody. One of the downfalls or one of their vulnerabilities are whistleblowers, federal whistleblowers. So the CIGI itself, the council and the inspector general, was set up particularly to have federal whistleblowers, you know, report wrongdoing. So, you know, that was the whole purpose. We had problems with Watergate. We created the CIGI and the council so that people would have some place to go to report corruption. So they've been the sui generis organization for the last 50 years that people are supposed to report corruption and criminal acts, whether they occur in this country or outside our borders or any place in the government. And if you look at President Trump and you look at who he is, he's the greatest whistleblower in history. He walked among them, not with them, but among them. He knows who they are. He knows what they've done. He knows how they work. If he didn't, he does now. But that is a huge threat to them, because in concert with the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, and the House Judiciary Committee, they have remedies that they can take to suspend and terminate the actions of the council and break their hold on this country and their extraction of wealth, and they're basically their wielding of power through political people. So if you look at Trump as the greatest whistleblower of all time, and he's coming in, then he would usher in hundreds of other federal whistleblowers that have been crushed financially, removed from their jobs, terminated, in some cases, murdered for attempting to, you know, have good governance. And one of the things, the premises here is that, you know, public service really is the heart of America. Nobody joins the military or the FBI, the NSA, the TSA, name an organization, the CIA. Nobody joins those government organizations to become a criminal or be beholden and work for criminals. They join for the public good. They join out of a sense of service, a sense of honor, a sense of country, you know, for their families, God. They join for all number of reasons to serve. And what this council has done is they've perverted that, and they've made these people afraid to stand up with good reason. But I think once people realize what a, you know, small group of criminals this is and how they operate, that they'll be able to be thwarted, you know, in their plans to extract wealth. We have FBI agents out there. We have people in the DOD, SES level, senior executive staff people. We have former deputies of organizations. We have people that are former members of the IG that have seen this in action and attempted to correct it, but they have no place to go. If you go to the political arm, which is described in the article, and they go to the Senate Oversight Committee, they run right into Chuck Grassley. He is of the council. They run into Jamie Raskin. He is of the council. They put them there and they've kept them there. So if they go to the Congress, they're stymied. If they go to the IG and they follow their chain of command, they lose their jobs. They lose their clearances. They lose their homes. So this is a situation that needs to be remedied. And President Trump could remedy this. And this brings up a point that, you know, from a retaliation standpoint, anybody who is an ally of, well, whether President Trump or an ally for the truth, anybody who speaks truth that could potentially expose them, they retaliate against. They retaliated against you, Alex. They retaliated against Roger Stone, General Flynn, Christina Bob, Joe Hoft, Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon's sitting in jail right now. Peter Navarro, the list goes on, where people who have tried to speak the truth, just the truth, and there is only information. There's no such thing as disinformation or misinformation. Well, I'm going to qualify that. Sure, it's a science that they use, but people should have the discernment to get all their information. It was the subject of Elon Musk's talk last night with President Trump and some of his interviews where he said, look, there's just, I need to put information out. Alex Jones, would you put out
there's information, and people can make their own decision.
Absolutely. But when you do that, they retaliate. They went after you. They've gone after you, you know, 10 different ways from Sunday. They went after Roger Stone. And by eviscerating, what they do is that strategy is called isolate, contain, and destroy. Their strategy into anybody who gets in their way is isolate, contain, and destroy. I don't care if you're the president of the United States or the president of another country.
No, I agree. And that's their admitted plan. I heard the CIA and the FBI ran their attack on me. They even admitted they don't even hide it because they're very arrogant. So they can't be happy now. I know you're saying they've got ice water in their veins, but they can see the whole world's turning against them. They can't be pleased right now.
No, I think that people, there's an awakening amongst a large part of the population. There's still part of the population that wants to keep their blue pill. They're building their own cages. I mean, people who haven't had any diversity, everything's going well for them. A big part of what I do is a matter of faith, and faith in God and faith in Christ. And I do what I, you know, and actually faith in people. I have a lot of faith in people. And I think when people look at this, they
By the way, interrupting, that's key. I've always said I'm betting on humanity. I believe people overall are going to strong and don't want to be slaves. And I think we're seeing that happen. The globalists have bet against humanity.
Absolutely. That is absolutely on target. It's a very small group of people that, spread a whole lot of evil around. But I believe that 90% of people agree in 80% of things. And, in the writings and the things that we do and the election integrity efforts we've run, we take great pains not to to denigrate Democrats, because this isn't a Democrat-Republican problem. This is an American problem. And the Democrats, people who, who vote as Democrats and people who don't vote as Republicans, what they don't realize is that the top echelons of the GOP and the DNC,
same group.
Corporate interest. Say again?
Same group. I mean, at the top, it's
right.
Not about Democrats.
It's the same. It's a uniparty, and they represent their own interests, and they don't necessarily represent theirs. There was a great case for this for the Democrats that are listening. I don't know how many are in your audience, but for the Democrats that are listening, after Hillary Clinton was installed, a group of people that were supporters of Bernie Sanders filed a case, and it was Wilding versus the DNC and Wasserman at the time. And what they did is, if you boil the case down, what the DNC said is, we can do whatever we want. It doesn't matter if Bernie Sanders won. If we want to install Hillary Clinton, we can.
And back when they killed Seth Rich, that was up for debate, even though it was true. Now they just totally put Biden in, get rid of him, put in Kamala. Now it's all out in the open. So isn't that the good news, is we forced them out in the open?
So you just made, you're faster than me at making a point, Alex. Thank God. But what the Democrats need to look at here, and Republicans, they need to look at how they're being manipulated. Did any Democrat get a choice of Hillary Clinton? No. I mean, Bernie Sanders won the primary, not Hillary. Did any Democrats get a say in the removal of Biden, who is effectively removed right now? Did anybody get a say in Kamala Harris and Waltz being, installed into the presumptive nominee? I mean, Governor, I don't know anybody who made a choice of Governor Waltz. Do you? And I think once people see that, they go, well, who's calling the shots on that? It's a uniparty. It's the council. There are a small group of people calling the shots. Once you know who they are, and you kind of accept that. Part of the cognitive dissonance people have is they can't believe that they're just going to steal the election. They can't believe that, COVID could have possibly been meant to harm them. They go, I can't believe that our government would do that. Well, you saw prima facie evidence that they, whether they were involved in trying to murder President Trump and assassinate him, they certainly didn't do anything to stop it. So why is it such a hard leap to say that they'll steal an election? Why is it a hard leap to say that they would maybe develop a pandemic and vaccine?
So that's my next question. And people should read your report, the council who's running the United States of America. But let me ask you this, and knowing the deep state, you're a great researcher on this. What are they going to do now?
Well, they're going to continue to cement the control. If we had a 24-hour clock and looked at how close they are at complete state capture, we're at about the last 3 minutes of a 24-hour clock.
I agree.
They have subverted the entire government. They have subverted or captured our schools. They've captured our economy. They've captured our law enforcement. They've denigrated our churches. They've personally been behind defund the police. They've been involved in opening the borders.
And they're so confident because they think we don't know. Look at this video of these people. These are criminals. I mean, they all are all in on it. They think it's funny.
They do. And there's an insolence to this. I mean, for people who have watched Kamala Harris or watched Joe Biden on TV, I think they take great pleasure in saying, hey, we can put in Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, and there's nothing you can do.
Oh, yeah, the CFR said decades ago, we'll put idiots in to discredit government, so the policies are blamed on the government. I'm not defending government, but in general, the government gets blamed, the country gets blamed, instead of the parasites. They know exactly what they're doing.
So that is the illusion of choice. Well, we're going to have an election, but we're not going to let you see how we count it. We're taking the election. They've centralized our elections as an example. This is just one object of many. They've taken our elections, which were, we had 3,143 counties in the 50 states in the United States, 3,143. Of that, it only takes 20 to change the entire national election. It's a math problem. I just needed to go to those 20 counties, install centralized counting centers with only a handful of people managing and counting the vote, remove the counting in Delaware County, as an example where I live. We had over 3,000 people in 428 precincts counting the vote. Over 3,000. Now we have two political operatives that have been installed that are saying, don't worry, we're counting your votes, and we're going to let you all know how it works out. So
it's Venezuela, a Venezuela American style. So yeah.
Absolutely. Venezuela, Philippines, the you know, the president or the CEO of Smartmatics has been implicated in malfeasance and corruption in Venezuela, here in the United States, and now the Philippines are bribing Philippine officials.
Those sure. So let me ask you this. And you're big on countering this. Speak to that in a moment. But why do they hate Trump so much?
Because he could bring them down. President Trump is really the solution here for whatever people may feel about him personally. The fact that he's walked among them and he's been to battle with them now for 8 years. He's been at battle and war with them during his entire presidency. You know, we had every.
And by the way, the war is 100% real. I experienced it. The hate is 100% real. He's not with them. Absolutely. That's why they hate him. He didn't go through their schools. He's not part of their club. He never ran for office. He comes into the middle of it, and they hate the fact that he made mistakes. Nobody's perfect, but they hate the fact that he really was the president.
I think on that matter, what can change things is we have a number of strategies we're implementing. You know, the counter strategy to isolate, contain, destroy is connect, engage, and restore. By connecting grassroots people together, you know, groups together, by engaging them, by doing this show right here, Alex, and engaging with people and explaining what's happening in our country, at least letting, you know, putting a hypothesis out that people can look at. What we do is we're connecting here. And President Trump, I think one of the big reasons they fear him is he's a connector and he can communicate. He can talk for an hour to 100,000
exactly.
People.
Let me elaborate. There's an old internet saying, no one knows who said it, but the propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They're not fighting like the devil to silence Trump last night and to silence you and me and put us all in prison if we didn't have a chance to win. We've got more than a chance. And I think they've looked at the numbers and know he's going to win. He can override the fraud. That's why I go back to assassination.
Right. But having said that, I want people, we have to prepare people that the council and their political arms, their intelligence arms and so forth, they're constantly running shaping operations and they tell you what they're going to do. If you listen, they've told us they're going to steal the election. And what we have to do is we don't have to say, woe is me. What are we going to do? We have to say, okay, they're going to steal the election. What do we do? Does the election end on November 5th or 6th, whatever day they announce Harris won? No. The election goes until December 10th until they can certify, and they must show that they ran a lawful election to certify. So just simply announcing it in the press that Harris won is insufficient. They have to be able to stop. They have
That's
to
right.
Stop.
Fox News can't announce on election night that they won. We need to be ahead of that. And that's the larger issue, is that Raskin, as you said, they always telegraph like we're idiots to their own people. He said on January 6th, we will decertify him under the 14th Amendment. So they're already believing they can't even override this landslide.
Correct. That's the shaping operation. And why we're doing, and we're doing it, you know, we're talking here on your show today to start that connection. We have Dan Bongino saying vote early. We have Mike Lindell saying, well, bring your mail-in ballot down and surrender it. We have all different people with all disparate plans because they're disconnected. They've been isolated. Part of being on the show today is to talk about the council, but to connect these people and say, look, at you know, for Dan Bongino, I think all of these people mean well and they've got their hearts in the right place, but they don't understand the election, the mechanisms, the election, and how fraud is implemented. So what they have to do is they, you know, I'm not going to go into the plan. We only have a few minutes left, but they have to know that there's a plan and they have to know that we're going to challenge the vote this time, or the results that they're going to announce.
But talk about your analysis of how this should be challenged.
Well, the we have to show the evidence. So before, let's just say our county, which is I'm focused on in Delaware County with a group called the Deep Divers. And they're a group of concerned citizens, patriots, and they've gotten together and they've said, you know, we want to understand how these elections run and how we can help. So I'm going to use the election day as an example. When people come down to vote, and I do think Mike Lindell saying that, you know, they should bring their mail-in ballots. The in-person vote is it raises the level of difficulty for cheating if they show up and they don't know whether they're going to send the mail-in ballot in by mail or Dropbox.
No, I totally agree. This conservative thing to vote early is a lie. And I'm not saying Bongino's wrong, but that's where they get them and can run their scams. I mean, that's...
He's wrong. I'm going to say that he's wrong. And I think hopefully he'll take it well. And I, you know, I'll be happy to explain to him personally why he's wrong. But when you go to surrender your ballot, it's not going to be that easy because the law says that if you haven't voted, they have to give you a real ballot and let you vote. Problem solved. But if they say someone's already voted for you and you're sitting there with your ballot and your ID and say, well, I don't know who that was. Well, I don't want people going on TV and whining about it and saying the vote was stolen. And what they have to do is we have to collect, and we're going to collect the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of police reports and HAVA reports. And we're going to document that these people, you know, were not allowed to vote. And there has to be a criminal act there. Somebody impersonated them. Somebody put in a ballot. That must be investigated and adjudicated before they can certify the
vote. And you're right. We've already seen thousands of convictions since 2020 of people voting illegally. It's in the local news, never hits the national news. That's going on.
I want to talk about, we only have a minute, but I want to mention the illegal aliens. And I think that it's a polarizing issue. And one of the things about illegal aliens is one of the last places an illegal alien is on election day is in a polling center. Okay, they're not going to go in and commit a third degree felony that will get them deported permanently because they feel strongly about one candidate or the other. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I think it will. But the reason they needed those illegal aliens on the voter registration, they registered them to vote in Pennsylvania and other states. They said, well, come on, get a license. And when you get your license, you know, we're going to register your vote. The illegal aliens aren't the ones doing the voting. They're being voted for. And part of the process that they're trying to denigrate is that before anyone can get a mail-in ballot, by federal and state laws, is they must be a qualified elector. That means they must be a citizen and they must be a resident of the location they're voting in. That's before they can even get a mail-in ballot. So with the counties, corrupt counties and corrupt states, and the DNC and the GOP are both responsible and culpable for this, they're ignoring that law and they're flouting that law. Now, here in Delaware County and across the state, we filed federal cases. Federal cases are put into place right now, objecting to election machines that aren't certified, objecting to mail-in ballots being illegally processed, objecting to not cleaning the voter rolls. And they're all in motion. And we're doing these things. But the point here is the problem isn't illegal aliens. The problem is people that are voting for them. So that is what, once people can concentrate on that and say the issue is.
Yeah, explain that. Explain that. That's key. The Democrats bring them in, sign them up, use their name, give them a driver's license, and then that's done at these like 2,000 mule shows at these safe houses where they then fill them out. Because we caught them doing it in Austin. It wasn't illegal aliens even doing it. They're just told, do this, you don't get your welfare. It's Democrat Party operatives that are bundling these.
They are. By law, an illegal alien can't vote. You can register your pet cat Fluffy to vote. You can vote your register your pet Purtle. You can register any breathing being to vote. But that doesn't mean they get a ballot. That doesn't mean they get to be on a voter registration roll. They may be registered to vote, but when it comes down to election day, you have to be a citizen. You have to be a qualified elector and a resident. Now, we have multiple ways of challenging that, and we've been fighting, quite frankly, in corrupt courts, and not all of them are corrupt. What we're looking for is we're waiting and looking for an honest judge, and we're going to find one. And we're waiting and looking for an honest district attorney, and we're going to find one.
We're going to find Jim Garrison. Did you notice, though, 2 weeks ago, the FBI said there's going to be cyber attacks, but not on the integrity, on the voter roll checking, on the computers that check in the states that, what, almost 30 that do it, they're saying, oh, the voter registration roll computers are going to go down, so they can't check.
They're telegraphing. This is what I said earlier when you read the article. They tell you what they're going to do. You just have to listen and then counter it. And I know
why do they? We'll do five more minutes. We'll have you back. But why do they telegraph? Is that to their own minions to feel confident, or they just want to appreciate? I mean, it's crazy. I always watch like old movies and like the villain monologues. Like, why would he monologue to actually do that? Well, what is that about criminals? They love to tell you what they're going to do before they do it.
I've heard multiple theories. I think part of it is the power. Rich people or powerful people don't play with things. They play with people. And I think that the simplest thing that people just need to hear is, you think this is about, you know, they are extracting wealth, but it's not just about the money. At some point, they stop
counting. It's about power.
So at that point, they're power and they play with people. So whether that's narcissism, arrogance, karma, it could be attributed, you know, I hear all types of things that could be attributed to other supernatural events or supernatural beliefs where they have to tell people what they're doing before they hurt
exactly.
them.
I agree. It's a metaphysical rule. You nailed it. They have to tell you.
Well, the bottom line is I think it's even simpler than that. And that is just to accept the fact that they do. So what I always ask people is if people say they
hold
want
on,
to
hold on, stay there,
you,
stay there, stay there, sir.
Believe
them. Back in 2 minutes. Sure. We'll be right back. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come up with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months, back in stock, is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back, she said, this is lower milligrams. And I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it, she said one pill had the effect of the big 4 horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, peperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.